بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. اما بعد, respected elders and friends, as we have mentioned our chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl and karam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here for a very, very important purpose and objective of life, and that is our road to success, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, that person who realizes that he needs spiritual reformation, which is farz upon each and every person, and that person is already on the road of success. And when a person realizes his priority in life, then he'll have this concern and this fikr and talaf, and that I must find a person to make my spiritual reformation. And we are so fortunate that we're supposed to be looking for the great personalities, the spiritual doctors, but the spiritual doctors have got more fikr for us than ourselves. Our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh Hazrat Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali travels the length and breadth of the country and the whole world, that how to make us understand and realize that we are spiritually sick and we need our spiritual reformation to take place. And when this takes place, then we get a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we see the enjoyment of life is different. So before we continue and call up our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh to enlighten us with the importance of our spiritual reformation and how to get this connection and this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll first call Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib to render a few verses of Quran Kareem that can soften our hearts and that we can grasp the precious jewels that will be delivered to us, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. صدق الله العظيم.
جزاك الله خيرا. Our barakat for those ayats that impacts very tremendously on the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in these ayats that prepare for that day when the earth will be smashed to smotherings. That is, Allah ta'ala has sent us here just for a short while, temporary. Our real life is akhirat, and for that we should be preparing. And how to prepare for that? To get this heart ready. And how to make that heart in such a way that that heart is at ease and contented and happy with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we will learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, how this heart can be made. And just before we call upon our honorable illustrious Shaykh, just a brief glimpse, which is virtually impossible to introduce a great personality like our honorable illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib Maddazil Ali, but just to get a brief idea. And this is sunnatullah, the sunnat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has sent us here to recognize Allah. And how we will recognize Allah when we get the marifah, the introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala introduces himself in the very opening chapter of the Qur'an Kareem, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And then in that whole chapter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if you want to know me, you want to recognize me, then sirat al-ladhina namta alayhim. Thus you won't able to understand on your own. Thus you won't able to get the recognition which will lead you to the azmat, the greatness, which will lead you to the love, which will lead you to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus you have to follow Rijalullah. To find Allah, you need Rijalullah, the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala has sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inspire that love that was in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That iman and kayfiyat ihsan, that was transferred in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That is why from all their qualities Allah ta'ala has chosen the name for them, Sahaba, which comes from the word sohbat. That means companionship. With this companionship, then they became such men that Nabi Kareem sa'asam sent them throughout the world, and people didn't have to listen to their bayans. People looked at them and they got impacted and they came into Islam. Today, because we are unmindful of that reality, Allah Ta'ala saved me and all of us, people look at us and they want to run away from Islam. So how to come back onto this path and get this reality? Because this honorable, our great honorable Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Arif Billah, Hakimul Ummat, Qutbul Aqtab, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib Maddazil Ali, that if we look just briefly in the life of our honorable Shaykh, Hazrat Allahu Akbar, has studied from his from the young days, had the company of great, great luminaries and pious servants. Hazrat Maulana Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat was very, very closely linked and a special student of Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. Then Hazrat studied, and as Hazrat teaches us, Allahu Akbar, useless people like myself, we always forget. We only think of our end, we forget our foundations. Who has taught us in our foundations? And like yesterday also, Hazrat remind us that we only talk where Hazrat started hifz, etc. The foundation, who has taught Alif Ba'tasa to our honorable Hazrat and to myself and all of us, that we just take it for granted. We forget our ustads, our apas that taught us the Alif Ba'tasa. Without that, where could we progress to become hafiz and alim? So we should be thinking of them, we should be making dua for them. And then our parents, as Allah Ta'ala teaches us, kama rabbayani saghira. When I didn't even know about life, who nurtured me? My parents, we don't even think and make dua for them. So as Hazrat reminded me yesterday also, and reminded us that from the very first stage, who taught Hazrat Ali Ba'tasa, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who was a personality that used to live in Joburg area, was called Fitas at that time. Also, the elders of our country, they did great work, we should be making dua for them. And then one great Apa Zubaydah,
Rahmatul Aliyah, they taught our Hazrat also in the childhood days. The Hazrat appreciates us and reminds us. Then one very special Ustad that Hazrat was closely connected to, Hazrat Hafiz Sallu Rahmatul Aleyh, who was one of the very closely connected to Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatul Aleyh. Then great personalities like Mawlana Ahmad Behra Sahab Rahmatul Aleyh, Hazrat was all in the company from childhood days. Then Hazrat progressed and went to Mias Farm under Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. Then under Mufti Bashir Sahab Sanjalvi Rahmatullah Ali. Then Hazrat went to Darulum Dioban, the mother of all institutes, where Allah Ta'ala's special mercy has descended upon our ulama. They taught us the path how to find Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Special connection Hazrat had with all the asatiza, but particularly with Hazrat Mawlana Fakhruddin Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Shaykhul Hadith, and on very, very special moments, just on that moment that it was needed, Hazrat made such khidmat that what du'as came out from the hearts of of Hazrat's asatiza and parents. Today we see the reality and we see it in front of us. Since Hazrat completed his studies, immediately Hazrat came back, immediately got connected in the effort of deen right in his own house. That Hazrat Mawlana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, start tafsir of Qur'an Kareem when you go home. Hazrat started with his brother in his house, didn't wait like us for a masjid, for a place to start. Hazrat started there already. And then continued when he became the imam in the masjid, in Germiston Masjid, Hazrat continued with his tafsir. Completed a khatam and a second khatam also of tafsir of Qur'an Kareem to give us a brief idea. Then Hazrat was involved in the maktab, establishing of primary madrasa, and to teach us the reality that it's not just customary our children come and learn and they go home, but from that infant stage also they should realize the importance of the ahkam of deen. That from that time, young girls that used to come, Hazrat implemented the importance of parda, that they should come with parda to the class also. They shouldn't be mixing with boys and girls. Then in the Hafiz class, Hazrat was teaching, established the Hafiz class, and made tarbiyat of the boys in the Hafiz class. Then during that period also, Hazrat was very involved in the effort of da'wat and tabligh. And Allahu Akbar, how many people changed their lives and came into realize the importance of deen. Then there was the need for Darul Uloom. Hazrat started in Germiston. Then under the guidance of Hazrat's first Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat took mashwara when Hazrat came here in the Stanger Masjid. Hazrat sat for itikaf. Hazrat took guidance from his Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, and started the Darul Uloom in Azadpur over 30 years ago. And Allahu Akbar, what produced from the fuyuz of our honorable illustrious Hazrat through the company of great, great special luminaries, that fuyuz now is transferred throughout the world. Then Hazrat further realized that the need now in the ummah is that deen, we realize we must be in deen, but outwardly in deen, the reality of deen has to come into us. And this is the line, what is called the sawuf, what is called the line of khanka, that as Allahu Akbar, so beautifully our elders have mentioned that the work of da'wat and tabligh will make us realize that we need to have an object and purpose and come connected to deen. And then what is the object of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, that people should realize that I am far from deen, I need to know about deen, so get connected to the ulama-i kiram and learn our deen. And once you learn your deen, now you need to take that stage, that actions, your amal, to the stage of qabuliyat, to the stage of acceptance. For that we need that spiritual evulgence, and that we will get from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So get connected to the mashayikh. And when you get connected to the mashayikh, then every amal of yours will be full of, Allahu Akbar, will be full of current, and it will affect the people. Like we see the talks of our Hazrat, and so beautifully brothers mentioned, it's so palatable, it's so easy to understand, it's so enjoyable. The same talk we might be just listening over, but every time there's a different enjoyment. And like Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. To purify this heart, you need the marifat of Allah. You need a cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where you will get this? For this you have to go to our mind. And generally, when we think about mines, we think of gold mines, copper mines, platinum. Those are all things that are going to be left behind. They don't really have value. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the real mind is the mind of taqwa. And where you will get that? The hearts of the arifin. And undoubtedly, respected elders and friends, we've got such a great arif billah in our midst, in the personality of our honorable illustrious Sheikh, that when the awliya Allah, those who had the love of Allah, and who had marifat, when they recognized that the personalities, then that is an established fact. So as our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat took bait to him, but Hazrat actually said that I actually hunted you. That is, I wanted you as my shikar. And then Allahu Akbar, at the Baytullah, Hazrat got khilafat, and Hazrat is one of the special khalifas of our Sheikh, and Hazrat travels throughout the world, so that how people like myself and all of us can get also this love of Allah, and get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask our honorable Sheikh to grant us with those special jewels, let us open our hearts, that not just listen as a bayan, but how I can also get connected to Allah, how my islah can take place, and if our hearts just open, and we get connected, and I think this is the friend of Allah that can take me to Allah, then one's great sunnah is the sunnah of taking bi'at. That now you have pledged your allegiance to a great personality that I want to make my islah. The Shaykh also says, I will try my best to make your islah, and Allah's rahmat descends. Then Allah Ta'ala, through His infinite wisdom and mercy, Allah makes our islah. Allah make mine and all our islah, inshallah, and make us His close friends. Before I call upon our Hazrat, our Haji Sahib just wants to render a naat, inshallah, and we give him the opportunity.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Fadlu karam bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Jamaatul hadirin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أهلا وسهلا أهلا وسهلا أهلا وسهلا مرحبا 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 تم هو النور خدعة فلا كو سلام تم هو النور خدعة فلا كو سلام جلوائے و دوحا تم پہ لاکھو سلام جلوائے و دوحا تم پہ لاکھو سلام تم ہو نور خدا تم پہ لاکھو سلام تم ہو نور خدا تم پہ لاکھو سلام جلوائے و دوحا تم پہ لاکھو سلام جلوائے و دوحا تم پہ لاکھو سلام تم نے مکے سے ہجرت جو فرمائی تھی تم نے مکے سے ہجرت جو فرمائی تھی تائے حکم خدا تم پہ لاکھو سلام تائے حکم خدا تم پہ لاکھو سلام ایک اشارے میں دو ٹکڑے تھے چاند کے ایک اشارے میں دو ٹکڑے تھے چاند کے چراغ گرا ہوا تم پہ لاکھو سلام چراغ گرا ہوا تم پہ لاکھو سلام جنگ میں آنگلیوں سے جو پانی بہا جنگ میں آنگلیوں سے جو پانی بہا وہ سب نے پیا تم پہ لاکھو سلام خوب سب نے پیا تم پہ لاکھو سلام لاکھ کفار تکلیف دیتے رہے لاکھ کفار تکلیف دیتے رہے پھر بھی کرتے دعا تم پہ لاکھو سلام پھر بھی کرتے دعا تم پہ لاکھوں سلام. حقیقت میں شان رسالت ملی ہے خدا میں محمد کی محبت ملی ہے, کہاں اور کس کو یہ عزت ملی ہے, محمد کو خالق کی قربت ملی ہے. ہزاروں نبیوں میں خیر البشر کو کہ دونوں جہاں کی وزیرت ملی ہے, نہ پوچھو درے مصطفیٰ کی حقیقت, اسی در کے سجدے سے جنت ملی ہے. نبی جس سے خوش ہے خدا اس سے راضی, عنایت میں احمد کی رحمت ملی ہے, غلاب و چنبیلی کے پھولوں میں واللہ نبی کے پسینے کی نہکت ملی ہے. حقیقت نشانی رب السلام
علیکم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم, ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم, مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم, يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه, فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم, روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه, فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته, لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى, بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى, إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. صدق الله المولان العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction, our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi of our time, the Mujaddid of this era, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, should say, always make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before every bayan. So that the sunnats of Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can become alive in the ummah again. And this is really the simple way of bringing deen. Sunnats are, Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. Anything you want to do, the easiest way to do it is do it sunnat tariqa. Like nikah you want to do, one is according to our riwaj, rasam, our way. How lot of expenses, how lot of effort. One sunnat, so simple and straightforward. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. Sunnat way is the most beautiful. Like salam, there is no better greeting than the salam. Tahiyyatan min indillah, from Allah. Our salam imported from Jannat. And who imported it? Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. What a beautiful greet, and our whole deen is so beautiful. Sunnat ka tariqa akmal tariqa. It is the most perfect way. See, for example, salam, what is short in salam? Assalamu alaikum. But it is akmal wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, complete perfection. So may Allah let us understand the importance of sunnah. In order to let us, inshallah, understand it more deeply and correctly, one example I will present. It's not long ago, and many of us must be knowing that time, when we used to buy rice, for example, there were stones in the rice, small pieces of stone. There were small pieces of grass and other twigs and things also. And the woman folk had to sit hours cleaning the rice, take out the stones, take out the twigs and that. Now we get completely clean rice. At that time when we bought the rice, whatever the price, 20 rand a kilo, 25 rand a kilo, but at that time much cheaper of course, we knew we are buying, there's going to be stones also. And we paid for the stones the price of rice. And stones are very heavy compared to the grains of rice. But we paid for that heavy stones the price of rice. And we knew there's going to be pieces of grasses and twigs and things also. For that also we paid the price of rice. Why did we pay? Because it was in the sohbat, the company of the rice. It was with the rice. And after we bought it, we looked after the rice. From weather conditions, rain, sunshine, etc. From somebody stealing it, from animals eating it or whatever. We protected the stones. We looked after the stones also. Why? It was, they were together with the rice. We looked after the pieces of grass also. But when the house lady sat and cleaned the rice now, and they made the stones separate, they threw the grass separate, and the stones and pieces of grass, they threw it outside in the dustbin. They threw it outside. Now nobody looked after it. Nobody will pay for nothing, and nobody will take it also. And the dogs can urinate on it. People trample on it. Now we are not concerned because it's not with the rice. Just like that, if we can understand the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as long as they were with us, we were connected with sunnahs, we are worse than the pieces of stone also. And we are not even pieces of grass, we are thorns. We are worse than that also. But Allah protected us because we were connected with sunnahs. We were connected with the masjid. We were connected with Quran Sharif. We were connected with ulama. So Allah protected us and Allah bought us, so to say, gave us the value of sunnahs, though we were stones. But nobody separated us. Yeah, the housewives worked and they sat and they separated the grass and the stones from the rice. Nobody separated us from sunnahs. We ourselves have thrown, sunnahs out. Right? And what we brought in the house, TV. What we brought in the house, porn. What we brought in the house, sports, music, all dunya's things. And we threw sunnahs out of our lives. In our houses, which sunnah is there? Pure, if you can see our house from the front door you step in, till the back door you walk out, all kuffar tariqah. What is the Islamic tariqah? The most if there is a frame. Allah, Muhammad, Ayatul Kursi. But that also is just for to beautify the wall. Like the kuffar beautify it with something else. We beautify it with this. Who sees that frame and and remembers and makes the zikr of Allah? Asma'ul Husna, with beautiful gold it is written in. And the Ayatul Kursi, and it's hanging on top of the TV. And then on the TV, all filthy, dirty woman coming there. And Ayatul Kursi there. We don't realize this is the worst harm in Nuqsan. Jadu, this is our jadu. When we mix these two things, one Hindu scientist has written in his research that Kaaba Sharif, a Hindu scientist, it also emanates rays. Like today, nobody can deny from our cell phones, from the microwave, they are, what you call
radiation.
Radiation. So like that, there is radiation of Kaaba Sharif to the four corners of the world, all around. And Kaaba Sharif is in the dead center of the world. When this positive radiation goes, and negative radiation comes in contrast to it, like our toilet is built facing the Qibla, or our backs face the Qibla when we're in the toilet, or our legs when we are sleeping. Today we don't, the house pattern, the design is more important. Whether the legs face Qibla and that we don't worry about. So this negative radiation that causes problems in a person's life. Just like that Ayatul Kursi and the Asma'ul Husna that is on top and the naked woman and the filthy woman and all filth and dirt come on that screen. This causes that negative radiation. And then the effect of that in a person's life, you can go for a scope, you can go for a scan, you can go for MRI, you can go for whatever, modern things, they don't pick up anything. You go to doctors, you go to armies, they can't pick up. Nobody can help you. It is this negative radiation that is taking place. So therefore, we threw out the sunnahs and we brought this filth and dirt in our lives. And that is the cause of our problems. So if we realize the value of sunnahs and we start bringing one sunnah in our lives, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has written a beautiful small kitab, Pyare Nabi Ki Pyari Sunnate, the beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi, and presented them in such a palatable, easy way. If we just read one sunnah a week, repeat it every day, and sit with the family before meals, after meals, it will take 1 minute or so. But then we will see, we will learn it also, we are repeating it every day. And it will come in our amal also, we will practice it also. And this will sort out all our difficulties. One sunnah that comes, and the value of sunnah, Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the top of his voice says, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاُولَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. For the stupid people of the world, which people say they are sophisticated people, they are cultured people, don't do this in front of them, don't do that in front of them. They are very, very cultured people in front of them. He said, for them, I must leave out one sunnah of my beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the value of that. Eh? At the moment, we are now in the masjid environment, and we all feel we also like that. We got the value of sunnah. I got beard, I got topi, I mean sunnah dressing, etc. But there are so many sunnahs which are not in our lives. Don't fool ourselves. For example, one sunnah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when you go to sleep at night, then clean your heart of all malice and dirt and bad thoughts and feelings for people. Sleep with a clean heart. And he said, this is my sunnah. And a person who follows my sunnah, فَلَهُ بِهَا أَجْرُ مِئَةِ شَهِيدٍ 100 shaheeds for that. Today we, our wife is sleeping next to us. We got bad thoughts about her. Our neighbors, the people in the masjid, anyone, today a common thing which many people write, they say that we go to the masjid, our eyes fall on somebody, bad thoughts about the person. He's like this, he's like that, he did that. And remember also that when we think bad about other people, it is proof. In fact, ulama of experts of the of interpretation of dreams have written, if you dream that your wife is having a relationship with somebody, she's upcoming without parda in front of other people, etc., it is actually a reflection of yourself. You are somewhere involved in something wrong. It's a reflection of yourself, it's not a reflection on her. So like that, when we think bad about other people, it's a reflection of ourselves. Hey, it is our own mirror. Al-mu'min, mir'atul mu'min. A believer is a mirror of another believer. One explanation of this is, what you're thinking bad about him, that is you seeing yourself in the mirror. You're seeing your own thing. You're thinking he does things for pride, he's doing things for name and fame. He's like this, he's like that. It's your condition you are seeing. So a person who, and little bit effort, Allahu Akbar. Our akabir, our aslaf, haulai abai, faji'ni bimithlim. Show me somebody like our akabir and our aslaf. They have taught us this bad qualities we have. Izala is not necessary. It's not necessary to scrub and remove it. All what is required is imala. That is, turn it in the right direction. You got your top of the range Mercedes-Benz, BM, latest model, but you are driving it on the wrong road. Now you don't have to throw away your Mercedes that it's taking me on the wrong road. All you have to do is turn it and go on the right road. That's all. Stay in that Mercedes. Enjoy the comfortable drive it's giving you. But now don't go on the wrong road, go on the right road. So just thoughts that come, bad thoughts, bad thoughts are coming. Just change the direction to good thoughts. And that very, Allahu Akbar. Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahab, our Ustad taught us, and afterwards we saw all Akabirin taught this also. Like in Namaz, for example, you get all bad thoughts, different thoughts you get. One simple way to make its ilaj, don't remove those thoughts, but just turn the direction. And say to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, my heart is so small. And the heart is the size of your fist. So small is your heart. Your whole body, how big isn't it? So small heart. And the whole world's thoughts you put in my heart. And I'm here now for one moment, I'm there one moment. The one moment I'm fixing up something in my house. Next moment I'm in some driving on the road. What great, what is your qudrat? That my small heart and the whole world's thought. Shaitan will see I put all these thoughts to take him away from Allah. The very same thoughts he's using to come to Allah. He'll also say, no, I'm not filling his tank with petrol anymore. He doesn't use it to go disco. He doesn't use it to go nightclub. He's using all that petrol to go masjid. He's using all that petrol to go in jamaat. He's using it for good causes. Shaitan will say, no more, I'll fill his petrol. I won't fill his tank anymore. He's using it for opposite things. So all we have to do, and this is Islah by our Akabir and our Aslaf, what they have taught is so easy that don't work hard to remove them. You won't succeed. In fact, in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you hear that the mountain has moved from its place, don't believe it. Believe that the mountain has moved from. But if you hear somebody's habit has changed, has finished, gone out of him, don't believe that. The habit will remain. And you are born with those habits, but just change the direction of those habits. You got greed. Don't remove greed from a person, from your murid. He's got greed for dunya, turn it to akhirat. Greed for knowledge of deen. Turn it into the direction of jannah. Greed for higher stages in jannah. A person got anger. Don't remove the anger from the person. He's got anger because somebody broke one cup in the house. The ear of the cup he broke. Now the whole tea set is, the design is spoiled. So now you are upset and you're getting angry. Just turn it because he's not getting up for fajr. Because he's not making namaz. He's not observing, the girl is not observing parda. So just turn the direction. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And this sunnah is a very great sunnah to clean our hearts. And a person who does that, and when your heart, you have got jealousy in your heart for example. Prophet says, Jahannam ki aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? When you got jealousy, you are burning in the fire of Jahannam. That person bought a new car, now you are jealous. In fact, just yesterday or today, one good friend of ours writes, he says that my heart burns when I see somebody going in the khanka. Why is going in the khanka? Somebody going in jamaat. Why is going in jamaat? His heart is burning. He is burning. That person is in jamaat. He's enjoying. He bought his new Mercedes. He's got a new house. He got a new shop. He's enjoying. He hardly knows you burning. Like for example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, a fly sat on the horn of a big bull. It sat there for a while, then it realized, I'm sitting without permission. He told Mr. Bull, make me mad. I was sitting on your horn, I didn't have permission. Mr. Bull said, I hardly knew you were sitting. What difference? No difference also that you were sitting, you weren't sitting, I hardly know anything. So you burning about that person, he hardly knows anything you burning. He is enjoying you burning all the time. Jahannam ki aag, mein kyun jal rahe ho? Or afsos kyun mal rahe ho? Oh, why he's got this? Why he has got? Tum ho naraz khuda ke faisle par. Allah gave him that namaz. And you are, in other words, you are objecting to Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, why you gave him that? He don't deserve it. Like the kuffar, mushriks of Makkah, they should say, why Allah chose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for nabuwat? So Allah says, are you people distributing the namaz of Allah? Hey, that you decide who is fit for it, who is not fit. There is also one thing. In fact, that same brother also writes. He says that when I hear bayans of other ulama, then I start judging them. That are they making bayan like my sheikh or not? Hey, you are in Jamaat, you are making your this is, and he's honest, he's writing his condition. Many of us don't write our condition. We are drowning in our, where the water has gone over our head. We are not writing our condition. But, mashallah, he, the few other things also, how many things? Very, very concerned about, and Allah saved him of lottery, his Islah has been made. But he also writes at work, there was one lady, a married lady, but he says she just swipes him off his feet. His heart just goes towards her. And he heart, but alhamdulillah, he wrote about it. And the minute you write your bimari, your problem, Allah makes your Islah. Not the Shaykh. The Shaykh is just an outward front. Allah Ta'ala explains that also in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, يُخْرِجُهُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila Allah is the friend of the believers, and for that he takes them out. Yukhrijuhum, huwa yukhriju, Allah takes them out, and min adh-dhulumat plural, from all types of sins, whatever sins, Allah will take you out. And ila nur, nur is singular because Allah is one, deen is one, Quran is one. From all the various sins, Allah will take you out and put you into Noor. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى. Yeah, Allah made it mansoob to His Rasul, to Musa alayhi salam. So the fa'ile haqiqi is Allah Ta'ala. As far as asbab and means are concerned, Allah uses the mashayikh. They just the outward front, but for work is of Allah. And this is the system of Allah. The minute you admit your fault, and you acknowledge I need treatment, and you disclose it, that I have got this sickness and I have to be treated, Allah Ta'ala already, before even it reaches, how long it takes an email to reach, to send an email. In fact, scientists have discovered, or they are in the process of discovering, and which is going to falsify Einstein's all theories also, that the speed at which things will be sent, before you send your email, it will be like before you send it, so fast it will be. So, there's all Allah's system, and the speed is there. They are shocked to find that they usually admitted that there is nothing more faster than light, speed of light. Light is the fastest. But this is what they are discovering in the Qudrat of Allah. And Allah has put it all from before. And as man needs, Allah brings it and puts it there. When the steam engine, the train, they made it, they manufactured it. When it came to Deoband station for the first time, our Kabir also went and see it. And then on seeing it, our Kabir, what they said? That وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that Allah has made this, and Allah will keep on يَخْلُقُ, present and future, now also and for the future. At that time there was no thought of a motor car. Motor car came about 30 years afterwards, after this locomotive engine. And there was no thought of an aeroplane. And today, what kind of all things? And as man will progress and needs things, Allah will present it. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala is the fa'ile haqiqi. He is the doer. And Allah uses man as far as asbab and means are concerned. So the minute you send your email, already Allah is making your islah. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi writes, when he was in Pakistan, and many times Pakistan and India's relationships become very estranged. They go to war, etc. So it was also one of that time, and I'll just digress again a little while. How sad it is that today we as Muslims, we hate the kuffar, but we love their ways. There was a time when the people hated the ways of the kuffar, and they made dua and effort of hidayat for the kuffar. Today we hate their ways, we hate the kuffar. We speak so bad about them, but we love their ways. Like for example, India, Pakistan people, for Indian music, Indian films, they hate India. But Indian music, Indian films, they go mad for it. For Indian clothing, saris, etc. The Pakistanis, Allah make maaf. What goes in their head, only Allah Ta'ala knows. Anyway, what was I saying? When Hazrat used to write his letters, he says, all my work was, And those times the letters used to go to UK and from UK to India. He said, I write my letter, I just put it in the letter box, I posted it, and finish, my work is finished. Already Allah makes my Islam. It hasn't reached my Shaykh Maulana Abrarul Haq Sabsta. How long it will reach? He hasn't still written the answer. It hasn't come back to me. Already Islam is made. As soon as a person acknowledges and he writes down, you send by mail, you send by email, whatever, Allah will make Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand the value of sunnats and to make amal on sunnats. The ayat kareema of the Quran part that I have recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. قَدْ is تَحْكِيكَ. And أَفْلَحَ is the word Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullahi alayhi, who is a doctor, a master of Arabic language, in Mufradatul Quran, he writes that there is no word that is as comprehensive in meaning as the word aflaha in the Arabic language. It takes in it all types of success. Dunya and akhirat, health, wealth, domestic, whatever kind of success you can think of is in the word of aflaha. Otherwise, for falah, for success, there are many other Arabic words also. Arabic is a very vast language. It has got words for a lion. How many words in the Arabic language? So many things. So, falah is a word, and aflaha in the past. Already that person has become successful. And every type of successful. Who? Man. Kad aflaha man. Man, whether it's a male or female, whether it's an alim, whether it's a jahil, whether it's a rich man, whether it's a poor, whoever it may be. Everyone is included in man. And then, tazakka, a person who made tazkiyah. A person who purified himself. And this tazkiyah, this is the important thing which unfortunately shaitan works, and he has taken our minds totally away from tazkiyah. So just to give a few examples, tazkiyah purity, tazkiyah cleanliness. And what cleanliness? Of the ruh. You must cleanse it. Your nafs, cleanse it, the dirt which is there. Now the importance of tazkiyah, nobody can deny. You build a brand new house and you put it up as a show house. How it was clean, the last corners of it were clean. No dirt whatsoever. But one day you don't clean it, the dust starts accumulating. You all know you have to clean the house. You can't just leave it like that. You won a prize for your garden in your whole area, the best garden in that area. You won first prize, but one day you neglect that garden, already the grass is overgrowing, weeds are coming, we know we have to wash it. Your own body, if you don't bath regularly, you don't wash yourself properly, you don't wash yourself regularly, you'll start smelling. Your wife won't want to come near you, your children won't want, your mouth you don't clean. We know we have to clean our mouth. Dirty mouth, smelling mouth, who will want to come near you? Then you complain, my wife don't want to kiss me, she doesn't love me. But if you got an idea what smell is coming from your mouth, you sugar that she's still staying in your house. Otherwise, how are you smelling it? Anything we can think of. Your motor car, you bought Rolls Royce, you bought Jaguar, the best motor car you bought. And you say, now I'm set. I'm not going to service the car, I'm not going to maintain it, no oil change, I'm not even going to fill petrol. You bought it with a full tank. What service was that car? We know you have to service it. You have to maintain it. But why is it we can't understand that our ruh, the body we understand it needs service. Everything in the world needs service, needs maintenance, no matter to what standard it was made. It has to, and a service plan today, what kind of service plans for the car? 100,000 kilometers free service plan and all different types, all the, how many maintenance plan, service plan, all that for the ruh. Have we got any service plan in place? Have we got any maintenance plan? And also to, at the same time, to understand how important the ruh is compared to the body. A person is in ICU, he's unconscious, he's in a coma, he's got life-supporting machines on ventilators, how many plugs, this machine is plugged in, that machine is plugged in, all his whole body. He can't eat, he's in a coma, they got drugs for him, he can't go toilet himself, there's a catheter, all these things are there. And the nurses are monitoring him, every machine, this machine is beeping, that one is beeping, and they're running here, writing down, and all that they are doing. As long as the ruh, the doctor can't write a death certificate for that person, he's still living. And what is his living? The ruh is inside. Every doctors are coming, checking up on him. He's a rich man, he's in the very special, the top clinic of the country. And they are attending to him, doctors are coming. All this is till when? Till the ruh is in the body. The minute the ruh goes out, now the nurses are not running around there. Now they plug, unplug all those machines also. Doctors are not coming. Now he's just, the death certificate is written. He's sent to the mortuary. He's finished now. Everything is over. So the value is not of the body. The value is of the ruh, if we can understand. And for the ruh, what service plan have we got? What maintenance plan? What are we doing? How many of us are even conscious that our value is because of our ruh? We are all the time, especially our young girls, women, all the time their makeup, their cosmetics, all just to make their body beautiful. And today how many men also are like women? We also today we got all our cosmetics also. You see, alims when they go and bath, they also take out their bags and they got all their things set out and like girls, like women. They mizaj. Whereas a man is supposed to be rough and tough. Not all that, the sunnah tariqah of a man is not all this cosmetics and all creams and all brushes and all those things, but unfortunately, ulama, they are also involved in all this. So anyway, worried about the body all the time. Who is worried? Who even got the thought? Even we sitting here. And now that we are talking, we are thinking about it. But otherwise, who thinks of the ruh? And little bit pain on the body, you get a cut, you got a pimple, you are, whatever else is something going not in order in your body, go to doctor, go for treatment, go for blood test, go referrals to this doctor, to that doctor. But for the ruh, who does anything whatsoever? And the ruh is the most important. I'm sure we can understand by now that it is not the body that is important, it is the ruh that is important. And Allahu Akbar, so much so today, we went with Maulana Usman Kadwa to the, there was a funeral. The Muazzin's wife passed away, Allah give her Jannat and all our marhumin. So he told us also to go to the Qabristan, he showed me a few qabars. He says, when they open this qabar, many there they are reburying in the same qabar. They found the body 100% intact. So what is the body when the ruh was made? Then the body is intact. But if the ruh was not made, that body also, Allah gives this karamat, this honor and respect, that even the kafan looks like fresh kafan after 20 years, 30, 40 years. Allah protects them like this, and not one, two, how many in the whole world, how many Allah, this is all who made effort on the ruh, and they maintain that ruh, then that ruh, even after death also, the body is still intact, and 100% it is in order. One friend of ours in Mozambique did, one of his family people or one of his ustads, they also had to open the body in the cupboard for some reason. They found that he was just lying peacefully. After how many years? And one leg crossed on top of the other leg and he's lying peacefully. And that is outwardly what we see. We can't see the reality of Alam-e-Akhirat and Alam-e-Barzakh. What enjoyment they are in. Otherwise, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is burying one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then suddenly he turns his face away. Sahaba asked, why did you turn your face? He said, Allah already sent his hoor for him. And I did, so it's not fair and right for me to ever to look at his hoor. What is this enjoyment? Hey, this is when the ruh is made. Qad aflaha man tazakka. Your dunya's life and also that hoor is in the qabr. Wallah, I say without exaggeration, if we learn, we make our tazkiyah, purify our ruh. And amongst the purification of the ruh, that you don't look at other women, or street women, any other woman that you're not, no porn, You don't indulge in looking at billboards, especially other countries, on the whole big billboard the size of this masjid from one side to other. A naked woman is there in the major intersections of highways, etc. And people actually take that route to go and see them. All this haram, etc. If you avoid all that, and you come to the stage where even your thoughts you keep pure, I guarantee you, alhamdulillah, I still got wudu, Mubarak time of between Maghrib and Isha, according to some ulama, this night's ibadat is the ibadat between Maghrib and Isha. If we read Surah Tabarakalladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda between Maghrib and Isha, you get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Whole year you can make Laylatul Qadr. Ramzan, one Laylatul Qadr you're not sure. But the whole Sujay is a, mashallah, very valuable time. If you keep your eyes pure and clean and you don't look your thoughts, wallah, your wife, Allah, will make her look like Hurul Een of Jannah. You'll be surprised yourself genuinely, not just you are making it up, that Allah gave me and advanced my Hur in Jannah already. And then there is a chain reaction. Now when your wife looks like this, there's no question of you looking at other women. When you got Hurul Een in your house, but when you look at other women, there is a chain reaction also. Now your wife has got no appeal for you. No, in fact, she's like a hag. She's like a lousy rat for you. You don't even appreciate her in any way. How many men actually write, I can't stay 1 minute in the house. I'm like wasting my time. I have to be out in the nightclubs. I have to be out in all the discos and the evil places. And the dua is, وَوَسَّعْلِي فِي دَارِي. Make the house spacious and comfortable. And that will be when you see your children, قُرَّةُ الْعَيْنِ. Your children will be the coolness of your eyes. Your wife will be the coolness of your eyes. And now you will enjoy. And when you look at other women, your wife won't appeal to you. When she doesn't appeal, you go further into guna also. A chain reaction both ways. So, if we make our tazkiyah in whichever way you can think, you can't imagine what goodness a person will get. So, this Islahi Jalsa, next month, on the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of May, inshallah, in Port Shepstone, Islahi Jalsa. In Ramadan Sharif, we have a whole program in the Darul Uloom. And first weekend of the Islamic month, normally, we have a program in Joburg, Darul Uloom. If we attend all these programs, we make our tazkiyah, not only with regard to your wife, etc., but your inner self, you'll find a joy with you. And one of the joys that you get, when your heart is pure and clean, like for example, see a torch. What is the principle on which a torch works? It's got a very small globe. And now with all technology, the globe is even smaller. Small little globe, but it gives a bright light. What is it? The principle behind it is the mirror which is at the back. And that mirror takes that light and brightens it and sends it out. If that mirror at the back, that back surface, if that is dirty, that globe, you can put a big globe also, with more wattage also, you won't get that brightness in that torch. But when that mirror is clean, that small little, we all must be knowing the search lights they use. Like in the Rand show, when we were small, Allah make us maaf, we should go Easter show, and we should see, and one highlight of that was to go and see the search lights, what the big lights they should shine, and until far away kilometers, 50, 60, 80 kilometers, you can see that search light moving around. Same principle, it's a small little flame, but the mirror, which is a big mirror, those search lights are quite big, perhaps about 1.5-2 meters in diameter, they were. But that light goes so far and so bright that from 80 kilometers you can see it, 100 kilometers you can see it. So if your heart is clean, that is tazkiyah. And one little drop of Allah's noor comes in there. Wallah, I say, wherever you go, log par bichayenge, farishte par bichayenge, log par bichayenge. Heart to heart, log aapko le lenge. People will respect you. People will have honor for you. Otherwise, in the UK, one Maulana went. He made bayan. But he was not tazkiyah, only Zubani talk. Finally, they did not even drop him at the airport. He had to find his own way to the bus station. And he had to get the bus himself and go to the airport and leave. no respect for that person. So when your tazkiyah is done, even if you didn't notify, Allah will make the arrangement. You will be surprised where you came, ni'mat-e ghair mutarakkaba. You came and received me, and that person will say, you're going to no one else, you're coming to stay by me. And I will respect and honor you. Eh? So this Allah will do, respect. Your wife will have respect for you. This example came into my mind, I'll repeat it again. I was seeing when I was sitting in the kitchen at home, and Appa was breaking eggs and frying eggs. So, directly into the frying pan. Then this thought came to me, it wasn't long ago, whenever we broke eggs, we should break it in a saucer, because some eggs should come out rotten. Or in a bowl, and then put it into the frying pan, so we don't, one rotten egg, and you got six eggs in there, you spoil everything there. Then the thought came to me, machines, such machines have been made, and the eggs have been tested, not one rotten egg. You buy a tray of eggs, 30 eggs in there, not one rotten one. Before two come out, you have to allow two rotten, five rotten, and also the way you buy it, you should get all rotten eggs. And today the rice also clean. I saw one place they're cooking for a wedding. I happened to go by the cook's there, and I saw the plastic. They just slid the plastic, and from the plastic into the deep. No more washing, polished rice, clean rice. No more stones in there, no more pieces of grass. They guaranteed, they know it is clean. But so much effort on things have been made, that no rotten eggs. So much effort on rice has been made, no stones and no rubbish in there. But no effort on men, we're getting rotten husbands now. Almost every second nikah that is made is a rotten husband, is a rubbish wife. And we know what complaints we are getting. And if effort was made in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on man, things were not so advanced that time, but man was advanced. That Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam comes and meets Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasalam. And then Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, walking past, he said, Hada Abu Zar. This is Abu Zar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasalam was surprised. You know Abu Zar? You people stay in the heavens. Like somebody come from America and walk. He says that Maulana Salim walking there. You come from Russia. How you know Maulana Salim here? How you know Maulana Yusuf here? How you know this person? He says, Huwa ashharu indana ma huwa mashhurun indakum. He's more famous by us than what is famous by you people. Allah Akbar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was even more surprised. Wabima, how come he's so famous by you people? بِكَثْرَةِ تِلَاوَتِهِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. He reads a surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ in abundance. وَلِسِخْرِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ. And with himself, humble, humility. I am nothing whatsoever. And today this is one also, islah is this, that a person just can't accept his fault. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allahu Akbar, what tarbiyah. Many times, it happened quite a few times, sitting on the dastarkhan and eating. Somebody dropped a glass of water, juice. It happens, somebody drops. Hazrat asks, kya hua? He says, ye pani gir gaya. Juice gir gaya. Then Hazrat should come in a josh. He says, wo khud gir gaya. You kyun nahi kehte ho ke maine giraya? We won't admit that I dropped it. Hey, anything in the house also, anything goes wrong in the business, anything goes wrong, nobody wants to take responsibility. Nobody wants to shoulder. Things go right, you don't. وَيُحِبُّونَ يُحْمَدُ بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُ. What they didn't do, we must get the praises and the credit. So when a person doesn't accept, then where is he going to ask for maaf? And when you don't ask for maaf, and that is all pride which is in a person. And the starting point of if Islam is this pride must be annihilated. But this pride is a bimari. And it comes in the hadith, a person who dies with one iota, one atom, one small bit of pride. He will not forget entering Jannah at a journey of 500 years out of Jannah. He won't reach there also. And till he doesn't, if Allah didn't make him maaf, till he doesn't go and burn out that pride in Jahannam, he won't be able to go. Pride is a thing exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. But today, difficult to say, I made a mistake. Make me maaf. We can't. We do wrong. To the wife we do, we can't say, make me maaf. To anyone else, we do wrong. Hey, even today, and the easy way is to do it with your share. Why are you shy even to tell your sheikh, make me maaf? But we won't ask for maaf also. Hey? And if we do, customary. Like one buzur told, when somebody asked him for maaf, he said, no, our journey is still carrying on. When we finish, I'll make you maaf one time for everyone. Because all the time you're making so many mistakes, how much I'm going to make you maaf now? I'll make you maaf one time at the end. So customary we ask for maaf. And also, not only if we ask for maaf, how many of us that asking for maaf, we are actually asking for praises. Hey, we hosted somebody, we tell him at the end, please make me maaf, I didn't fulfill your rights. Actually, we want him to say, no, mashallah, how much you did. What to say, how much you went out of your way. And you did so much. And Allah reward you. Actually, we want the praises. Today, that is also a great sickness. Anyway, this little bit we tried and explained on this point, قَدْ تَزْكِيَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَذَكَّى. And the method of it now Allah has explained, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And a person who repeats, a dhikr means to repeat. In Tafsir Mazhari, it is written that how the Sahaba and today our, radiallahu anhu, our children when they become hafiz, they repeat an ayat, then they know the ayat. Sabbihisma, sabbihisma, sabbihisma rabbikal a'la, sabbihisma rabbikal a'la, sabbihisma rabbikal a'la, they learn it. So, zikr means to repeat the name of Allah, to know Allah's name. To remember Allah's name in under all conditions. Now, one condition is, which inshallah will not happen to us, Allah save us also, that somebody puts a gun to your head. At that time, we go blank. Maybe it's a blank gun also. Right? One our friend, Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali, most of us know him. Once he heard some noise in his house, he was staying in Benoni at night, 1-2 o'clock at night. So he opened the window and he shouted loudly to his wife, bring me my blank gun. The poor crook also said, what's the blank gun going to do? So anyway, put a blank gun, but you go blank at that time. Hey, the thing is, at that time, and at that time you take Allah's name, miracles happen. Right? How many? I think Yusuf is here. Yusuf Desai. He explained to me when he was in Way River. One time he was going from Way River to the farm they were living in. And at the turn off from the tar road onto the gravel road, they were held up, the groups came. And his son told him that, Daddy, Abba, why don't you read Hamim La Yunsam? He read it. And they went like mad, well, mad. They didn't know what's happening. Suddenly, like what hit them from where they didn't know, and in all directions. And not only that, one person who had a court case in Barberton, and that court case was just lingering on, and not coming to an end. Then he got to read Hamim La Yunsarun. He went in the courtroom, he read Hamim La Yunsarun. The judge came, magistrate, he said, throw out the case, finish, this case is out. So to remember Allah at those occasions, miracles happen, wallah. And especially Hamim La Yunsarun, don't just put it there and at the bottom you got your all your insurance policies and that, have your trust on Allah and see how it will work. Sheikh Sadaqa, who is also mashallah our murid and our Sheikh Khalifa also in Medina Sharif, he lives there. He once told me, he came many times to South Africa, he brought his students and many interesting incidents about him, but we don't have the time. So he told me that he thought this Hamim La Yunsarun is some Indian invention, some Indian bid'at. But he found it in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. He said, I was shocked when I found it in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, and where we as Arabs, our eyes don't go, Indian people and their eyes went where and where. So anyway, to take Allah's name at such a time, this is, it works miracles. So this will happen, inshallah, Allah save us, it won't happen that somebody puts a gun to our head. But what will happen all the time, tonight when we are going out, you'll see women on the street. At that time do you think of Allah? Take Allah's name so much that Allah's command is, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, النَّزْرُ سَحْمٌ مِنْ سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومٌ. Our eyes that we look at and look at wrong things is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. Hey, shaitan is hitting you with a poisonous arrow when you use your eyes in the wrong way. مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مَخَافَتِ. A person who does not look in the fear of Allah. That is, you took Allah's name so much. Your zikr, the object of zikr Many of us, our zikr is, we are making zikr, la ilaha, and we fall asleep. We wake up after 2 minutes, la ilaha, and we fall asleep. Or we finish our zikr 10 minutes, all the time we say there's no God. There's no Allah. What kind of zikr is that? Hey, or we thinking about other things. No, make your zikr with that concentration. And wallah, from my little experience, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us association with other mashayikh also. Our shaykh's zikr and with the ash'ar. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. It's not just for musical tone and tarannum. The reality of it. That make my heart just like an open field. Do he, do ho, do he, do ho, do he, do. That there is no one and nothing in that field, only Allah. Now you say, la ilaha illallah. Take it now that my heart, I'm attempting it out of everything else. Only you are in my heart, O Allah. Then see this reality. Zikr is a reality. Zikr is not a pastime. Zikr is not an entertainment. Zikr is not just to make us happy or to impress people. Zikr is to bring that reality into us. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And also this glass here. If it is dirty, what will we wash the glass? And what are we going to put inside? Water. So, zikr, make the name of Allah. It will clean the heart and put Allah's name into the heart. And this glass here, if it is dirty outside, we were eating, and I caught the glass after with my curry fingers. Inside is clean. Eh? And curry is not dirty. We weren't eating dirt. It's food. But the marks are outside. We feel offended to give somebody. That person will feel offended to take it also. And at this point, let me digress again a little bit. Remind me where I was. I usually say that there was a time when 10 people ate in one utensil. Today, one person needs 10 utensils. Eh? You need a plate, you need a small plate, a side plate, you need, there's for what, a fork also is put there, and a knife also is put there, and the glass is put there, then your tea, your saucer, you don't drink in the saucer, but it has to be put there, the spoon in there, 10 utensils for one person. And you also, you drank glass in a, you drank water in a glass for juice, another glass must come. And the people insist also, no, no, don't use that, another glass. This is extreme extravagance, and it is going headlong into the ways of Fir'aunia and the people and the enemies of Islam. And in fact, while I'm on that also, many of us in our homes, we have got the juice glasses, our wine glasses. Remove this. Don't keep this wine glasses. The very thought and just the thought of that wine glass shouldn't be there. Many of our utensils, cups and saucers, plates, etc., got a gold lining. Hazrat Maulana Shah As'ad Madani Rahmatullah Ali used to say, I know it's not gold. It's just gold color. Gold color is not haram. But it is tashabbu with the haram. He says, avoid that also. Why don't make tashabbu with sunnah? Things which are closer to sunnah. Why may you make with the other ways of the people? What was I saying? Yeah, so it is glass. We wash it with water, we put water. So wash your heart with the zikr of Allah and put Allah into that heart. And in whose heart Allah Ta'ala comes. And dil mera ho ja ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho. Aur mere tan mein, in my body bajaye aab aur gil, instead of water and sand, that is of what the body bajaye aab aur gil. Darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. Bless me, O Allah, with that force and power of your love. Hey, love is a thing that moves a person. When a person, for the love of a car, children, they want one yo-yo. And the love of that yo-yo, oh, they'll go mad. They'll go out of the way they want it. Allah make me maaf. I was a young boy, and that time jeans just came out. We were going to school, and I forced it. We were poor. We couldn't afford it, but I forced that I get my jeans. It was oversized. I soaked it in water. It must come right. It didn't come right. Still, I wanted to wear it. Hey, love of something, love of a woman, well, Majnu, a mad man he became. Love. When we were in Yasfam, Qari Mirza sahab, marhum, we heard that he was in love with a woman. For some reason, he didn't marry that woman. He went mad. Whole life he was just in that condition. So love is and the love of Allah, Allah. Love of Allah won't make you mad like that. Mad that you don't know who is your mother and who is your sister and who is your wife. You don't can't make the difference. Love of Allah Ta'ala. Yaar rahe yaar rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. When you have this connection with Allah, koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. Ata kar de woh mujhe apni mohabbat, main uske siwa aur kuch nahi mangta hoon. Hey naraazgi jiski, hey naraazgi jiske dozakh se barkar, jahannam se barkar, usi zaat ki bas rida mangta hoon. Asal mujhe duniya ki khwahish nahi, main bakhshish baroz e jaza mangta hoon. So this zikr will cleanse the heart. And when the heart, ala wa inna fil jasad la mudghatun, idha salahat salahal jasad kullu, the whole body comes right. And with zikr is so easy. And Allah also in His mercy has made zikr enjoyable. When a person becomes bad, he wants zikr. Myself, when I became bad, Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi, I was a bit sad. He prescribed for me 300 times Durood Sharif 300 times, third kalima 300 times, istighfar 300 times, first kalima. I wanted that zikr with zarb. Bharat tasbih, that is what I wanted. So after about 6 months, I went back to Hazrat. He said, you do this for 6 months. Then you will see the next stage. Today, nobody asks for next stage. Whatever zikr has been given at the beginning, I think they don't do that also. So how they can come to the next stage? We don't ask. So then I asked for Hazrat for next stage. He gave Bharat tasbih. I remember at that time, Maulana Yusuf Tutla, Maddazilluhu, he was our big guru with us. We should, anything about Hazrat Shaykh, we should ask him. So I asked, like, we go on train suffers in those days. As we make the zikr in the train, he said, yes, and we should make it. Get up early in the morning while traveling, and how enjoy. In fact, when I left the Khanqa in Saharanpur, I came by the Karanja home, about 25 days journey. And there were other people, we were in the cabin, few other people. But I was like on my own, really, just on my own. And I remember, we just came out of the Khanqa, should get up for tahajjud, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, the ship journey, many people remember it with terrible and horrible things that happened on the ship. But Allah gave me tawfiq, I should get up for tahajjud. Right on top on the deck, there was a glass room. So I should go and make my tahajjud and my zikr there. And sometimes it used to rain in the sea, and heavy rain, and on the classroom, and yeah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Oh, what how enjoyable. So Allah made zikr enjoyable also. A person enjoys it. But then also Allah tabarak ta'ala made it such that for a while you enjoy it, then Allah takes away the enjoyment to test you. Whether you are making zikr for enjoyment or you are doing for Allah's pleasure. And also remember, zikr is done as an ibadat also. Many people, women like their wazifas, their pansuras. Oh, they will talk in the middle of their pansura, they will shout you and they will take you to task, but the pansura carries on also all the time. So all that also they will do. So zikr is done for that also. And zikr is done as a medicine and a remedy also. And the zikr which mashayikh show is not for ibadat really. It is an ibadat, but it is not directly. It is for as a remedy, a medicine that it is being shown. Oh, time is going now, but I don't know who's yeah that I just feel like speaking more. I don't know why, whose talab it is. Hakim Yusuf, rahmatullah alayh, who was our Hakim, he used to say, South Africa is famous with its fruit and the export to Europe, etc. And we think our fruit, the whole world, Allah gave good fruit. Every country. And all are exporting to Europe and America, not only South Africa. But anyway, South African oranges that go, when they send them, they are 15% ripe and 85% raw. And while they reach there, they become 85% ripe and 15% raw now. And he says everyone likes ripe fruit, sweet. So when it is sent from here, it's got 15% sugar in it and 85% orange in it. And an orange is eaten, we eat it for the sweetness. Then that's why we are impressed with juice also, synthetic juice, just some essence, no orange in there. And the way they advertise it, lies. But they bluff us. We're so stupid, we get fooled with how they advertise. It's only water with some essence and that. I myself, one time, pomegranate, very good for the heart. How I should go from shop to shop looking for pomegranate? No pomegranate in there. It's just that essence they put in there. And then with the preservatives, more unhealthy it is. So anyway, so that orange, the fruit is the sugar, there is sugar content in there, and that orange, or banana, or mango, or whatever. So when it reaches there, now it is 85% sugar. And that is when it sells. People want it because it's sweet. And he said, if you want to eat fruit, what is prescribed fruit is very good, very healthy. It's not that ripe fruit, then you are having sugar. You must eat the fruit when it is just possible to eat it. It won't be so sweet. And that is when you get the orange of the orange. And you get the mango of the mango. You're not having sugar now. So if you take fruit as a medicine, then take it in this way. And if you take it as a to enjoy yourself, then take it the very ripe fruit, and then you get more enjoyment. When we see a plate of mangoes cut also, we gauge which one is more ripe. We go for that one. Eh? But that is just for your taste, for your tongue. But if you want the benefit of mango, you want the benefit of nachos, you want the benefit of orange, anything, the one that is just you possible, banana. If you eat a ripe banana, you won't get that benefit. The green banana, which is just now possible to eat, you get banana in there. Otherwise, you don't get banana in there. You're only eating sugar. So zikr also, one is that zikr for enjoyment. And one is zikr as a medicine. So Allah Ta'ala in his system, almost every saliq who goes, he gets zikr from his share at the beginning for a period, whether it's a week, whether it's a month, whether it's zikr, he enjoys his zikr. And then he says, I don't know what happened, now I'm not making zikr. The enjoyment is gone. The example of that is, you are driving on a road, beautiful, the freeway, markings are very good, lighting is very good, and beautiful flowers on the side, streams of water also. But now there are road works ahead. Now there is a detour, and you go off the road on a corrugated road. If your niyat is to reach your destination, you'll carry on with the corrugated road. But if your niyat was just a drive, a nice, enjoyable drive, then when the detour comes, you'll get off, you'll tell your friend, you drive now. I don't want to drive. But so zikr also, Allah gives that enjoyment. And then Allah brings a detour to check now. Whether you want to reach your destination, zikr zakir ko maskur tak pohuncha deta hai. Zikr is the thing that the person who makes zikr, he will reach Allah Ta'ala. But if you stop driving now because you're not getting enjoyment, there is a whole bayan on this separately also, Maulana Abrarul Haq sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, that we do things for our enjoyment. Many people also, they think what the tasawwuf is, that you enjoy your namaz, you enjoy your zikr. That is not the tasawwuf. The tasawwuf is whether you enjoy or you don't enjoy, you carry on. If you are doing it for your enjoyment, perhaps you are not doing it for Allah. You are doing because you enjoy. You are enjoying your tahajjud, you are enjoying your crying, you are enjoying the tears coming out, you getting in. And Allah takes it away now to test you. Were you doing it for Allah or were you doing it for your nafs? So this also is very important. So anyway, وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّىٰ. Now he made namaz. Now your namaz will become namaz when you have purified yourself. Otherwise it might be just an exercise. Otherwise it might be just a ritual. There is no essence, there is no life in your namaz. First purify yourself and then see what namaz will become. And namaz, what an ibadah, there is a whole. That's also not one. How many bayans? And look at Anwarus Salah and see what namaz is for Salah. But now, time also is up already. In fact, over time, but Allah Ta'ala says, what's your condition? Well, تُقْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You're not worried of your success. You're not worried of your tazkiyah. You're not worried of zikr. You're not worried of islah. You're not worried of namaz. You just prefer preference to dunya. There are many aspects to discuss on that. One aspect, see for example, our Islahi Jalsa we got now, we are on with. Many of our brothers are joined with us in the Khanqah. Each one asks, what effort did I make for this Islahi Jalsa? Did I invite one person? Did I make one dua for this Islahi Jalsa? No, our dunya is more important. Our sleep is more important. Our cars are more important. Those who did make effort, they also think, I could have done more. That what I did nothing. How much don't we do for our house? For our stomach, how much? For our toilet, how much don't we do? Toilet must be clean. To go to the toilet, we got time. Who gave da'wah to one person also for this Islahi Jalsa? But, بَلْتُكْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We give preference to this dunya. And, for example, Allah gave us tawfiq. Our safar was due in these days for South Coast. We made it so that it is before our Islahi Jalsa of Port Shepson next month. And we went to all the towns which we could cover. And we gave da'wah to this. And we who are staying here, and I'm not speaking of other people, those who are associated with the Khanka, those who are close, what effort did we make? And after this also, who will even come and ask for maaf? Now that I said somebody will come, Kastawani. Mali Muhammad is going to come, he's already thinking of the words what he must say. But who will even worry about that? Dunya is our object. Allah is complaining. That what the condition of my, how deen is so beautiful. But you people just give effort, prefer. Allah says so beautiful. تُكْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And then Allah says, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Akhirat is khair also, quality. أَبْقَى quantity. It is so much more superior. And quantity, oh, forever and ever. And what damage of Jannah. Yeah, you got a house. The mouse in the house is better than you. That the mouse is staying free of charge. It doesn't have to pay water and light account. The wood tap is leaking. It doesn't have to worry for the washer. Fuse is blown. Doesn't have to worry to get it. And you have to do. And the mouse is just enjoying all the time. So in Jannah, you won't have to worry. No washer is going to be leaking. You won't have to build any house. You just desire. You don't have to worry of architect. You don't have to worry of title deeds. You don't have to worry of guarantees. Nothing you have to worry. You just keep on enjoying. And Allahu Akbar. Yeah, man has put that desire. You would like 20 women around you. Jannah, you'll get minimum 70 women around you. And they won't even appeal to you really. They'll just look nice and you'll enjoy looking at them. But your wife will be the queen of those hurudim. Hey, make effort on our wives also. Don't only let Islam just and we worry about the men. The wife, if we made effort and she goes, the queen of those hurudim, then what to say about her? How beautiful won't she be? And that will be forever and ever. In fact, once we went for a little holiday someplace, and there was this woman dressed so bad, etc. Allah put in my heart that, what you looking at them? What you want to think of looking? Just think about the hurs of Jannah. It doesn't happen, you look at them, and then Allah deprives you of the hurs of Jannah. What a deprivation. And in Jannah you will go, no old age. You don't need Viagra. You're not tired. Yeah, you are hot. Your wife got a headache. And she's very tired. She's very sleepy. Jannah, no worry whatsoever. No old age. What enjoyment then forever and ever. So don't trade in your Jannah. Lutfe Jannah ke hai kai din ke. Kho na Jannah ke maze unke liye. Ye, tu bas phir ye samaj, you samaj, eh, nadar, tu ne gul diye din ke liye. If you gave away Jannah for the pleasures of this dunya, what a stupid fool you are. Temporary. Yeah, what you gonna get? AIDS you gonna get. Yeah, what you gonna get? HIV. Yeah, what you gonna get? Disgrace and humiliation in front of everyone. Hey, the same brother who wrote to me about that woman that swipes him off his feet. He says, I don't know how come my wife never looks at my emails. But this email I wrote to you, she saw it. And she caught me in there. Hey, now I got a problem with my wife now. Worst problem. He says, I know. He had restriction. His brakes were in order. But that desire was there. Hey? And now that woman also he didn't get. Now his wife also is on top of his head now on him. So all this year, do what you giving preference to بَلْتُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. And then Allah says, this is not, Allah's kalam is more than enough. that Allah says, from a historical point also I'm proving this. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. You accept history, nobody can deny history what happened. This is in all the big kitabs of the past also, صحف إبراهيم وموسى, big people's kitabs. Not small people, صحف of إبراهيم عليه السلام, Musa alayhi salam. So Allah has put the subject in front of us. Logically He has proven it. Historically He has proven it. What more do we want? May Allah give us tawfiq. So if we didn't make enough effort for this Islahi Jalsa for today, no problem. We still got chance for the next one. So now those who wanted to ask for maaf, you don't have to ask for maaf. Just double up our efforts now for the next one. And let us try, our niyat be, I must reach every person in KwaZulu-Natal. Sure. Every person I must reach. Today, and Allah made it easy. Emails you can take on. WhatsApp groups, and you can speak, you can phone. How many things you can do? And if one person gets hidayat, khayru laka min humrin na'am. The great camels, more better than you have a fleet of Mercedes-Benz. More better than you have a fleet of Rolls-Royce. And this is kalam of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we got yaqeen. But we haven't got yaqeen. Dunya is more important. The hidayat of any person doesn't mean anything to us. A person who is suffering, haven't got food, which also is our concern. That we are worried about. But hidayat, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi Al End now, used to say, in fact, with regard to Maulana Mazhar Sahib, etc. also, Damat Barakatum, when he started Akhtar Trust, it wasn't so happy. He says, helping all the people who are in difficulty, which is our duty, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he says, non-Muslims are also doing. Many Muslims also are doing. Ulama's work, Hadrat used to be to teach in Darul Uloom. And more than that, Ulama's work is the Islah of people. Hadrat said, with regard to one great, alim, great buzurg, nisbat, but great buzurgs also. Hadrat said, but nobody benefited from him. He did not make rijal. The measurement by our buzurgs of the success of a person's dini mission is that how many men did he leave after him to carry on with his work. That we have to see. Not only the Islah of people. And not only the Islah, what rijal have you left behind? One Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, he left the whole ulama Deoband silsila. One Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani and his students in the world. One Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, and Maulana Abdul Rahim in Chipata, Maulana Yusuf in England, all his other khulafa. That is how you see that is our mission. Not that I left so many shops behind me. I left so many houses, so much investment, property. No, nothing. And ulama, khush khabri, khush ho jao. Allah put this in your share. Allah let you go in the madrasa 6-8 years. It looks like you were suffering there. But Allah opened the door, the whole warehouses and businesses of Jannat. What is dunya's all import, export in there? Yeah, you got and you prepare your men. And that is what is our success. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if Allah has to ask me on Qiyamah's Day, what did you bring? I will present Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib. I will present Maulana Siddiq Ahmed Sahib. That these I have brought. These are. And one Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 120,000 minimum, much more than that. Sahaba he will present. Ashabika nujum bi'ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Jo khud raah pe nahi the, auron ke haadi ban. Kya nazar thi, jisne murdo ko masiha kar diya. What was that nazar and effort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That those who were dead themselves, they gave life to other people. Allah, what shy also. And what hatiqat also. And Allah has given us. This is what Islahi Jalsa. And the Islah and ta'alluq ma'Allah. And Khanqa is all about. It's not just some little bit of top little painting and shining and something. It is this real. May Allah bless us with this, inshallah. So all will make effort for the next Islahi Jalsa. Malay Salim, you have to step up your efforts 100%. He's doing great efforts. Jazakumullah. But we have to step it up. And not only one. That man is successful who gets others to work also. Get other people involved also. So all of us try and work for this. Now again, well, once we finish now, namaz, we've gone out, we're going to eat. Finish, we forgot. When that jalsa will come, then again we'll realize. No, try. Fortunate is that person whom Allah gives tawfiq and he makes effort for it, inshallah. Next week is the Tablighi Ijtima in Stanger. Try and attend there also. Ramzan Sharif, the programs which we have, wherever they take place, we have in Azadville also. Attend those programs also. Inshallah, there will be only benefit, inshallah. Put on. Read the root Sharif. Where's Imam Sahib Maulana? Yeah. Oh, Maulana. Maaf karna. I thought I'll take 15 minutes extra. I took half an hour extra. Maulana is saying no problem, but the Musalli's got a problem. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, open our blind eyes, open our deaf ears. Oh Allah, open the ears and eyes of our heart. Let us see reality, oh Allah. Dunya is so temporary. Dunya is so deceiving, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we regard ourselves as clever, as intelligent, but yet we get so trapped in dunya. And what is reality? Deen, Akhirat, Allahu Akbar. You gave us Nabi Akram, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba you gave to us, or Quran Park you gave to us, Hadith Park you gave to us. Where are we wasting our time? Oh Allah, guide us, open our eyes, oh Allah. Make us to be guides for millions and billions of people, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept us for your deen, for ourselves also, and for the hidayat of mankind. Oh Allah, you gave us this beautiful system of the Khanqa, where even if you're not an alim, how many people get hidayat through you? And so easy to make majlis, open our eyes. Let us get involved in this. And oh Allah, accept us for our Islam, Islam of our family, Islam of our town people, Islam of the whole world's people. Oh Allah, make us successful, oh Allah. Let us take on the mission of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mission of our elders, oh Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله يوفق مولانا هارون عباس عمر مولانا إلياس. So busy people. And they come and give us support here. Yeah? All the other ulama also. May Allah accept you. Oh. Mawlana Yusuf, mashallah, bhamji. Ni'mat ghair mutarakhaba. I didn't expect Mawlana. I'm so happy to see Mawlana. Mawlana has got ta'alluq with great, great mashayikh. Mashallah.